Let's dive into the world of NocoDB. You've sent us some really interesting stuff on this platform. Seems like it wants to be like the open source answer to Airtable.
Yeah, exactly.
But before we get into that, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Oh, nice.
They can actually handle the hosting for NocoDB and help you with, well, any digital transformation stuff you've got going on. You can find them at www.safeserver.de. Now, getting back to NocoDB, what really caught my eye is how it's trying to, combine the simplicity of a spreadsheet with like the power of a database.
Yeah, it's a really compelling idea. I mean, a lot of people find traditional databases, kind of intimidating,
Oh yeah.
and NocoDB wants to like change all that.
Totally. The GitHub README we have here really pushes that point that it's, designed to be user-friendly. They even compare it to just like using a spreadsheet. But I'm curious, how much technical knowledge do you actually need to get started with NocoDB?
Well, that's one of the things that makes it so interesting. It caters to a range of technical skills.
Yeah.
Like if you're comfortable with command lines and Docker, they've got options for you. But if you're looking for something, really simple, their auto install script it's amazing.
Oh, okay. Tell me more about that. What makes this auto install script so special?
Okay. So imagine you're, setting up a swing set for your kids, right? You could get all the individual parts and tools and figure out the assembly yourself. Or you could get a set that's prepackaged, designed to be put together really easily. The auto install script is kind of like that prepackaged swing set. With one command, it sets up NocoDB for you. It handles things like Docker Compose and updates,
Yeah.
and even takes care of security with like SSL certificates.
Whoa. So even someone who's, not a tech expert could get a production-ready NocoDB instance running
Yeah.
without like pulling their hair out. That's impressive.
Absolutely. And that's really at the heart of what they're trying to do, right? Make powerful tools accessible to, well, everyone.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So let's say I've got NocoDB installed. What's the actual user experience like? I'm looking at some screenshots here, and it does seem very visual.
They've put a lot of effort into making the interface intuitive. As promised, it really does have a spreadsheet-like feel. You can create, read, update, delete, sort, and filter data just like you would in a spreadsheet.
But it's got to be more than just a spreadsheet though, right? You've got all these different views, which seems like it'd be really helpful for, making sense of your data.
You're absolutely right. Think about it this way. If you only have a hammer, everything kind of looks like a nail, right?
Yeah.
But NocoDB gives you like a whole toolbox. So you've got your basic grid view, which is like a spreadsheet, but then there's a gallery view for, visual data, a form view for easily collecting information. Then there's a Kanban view for managing projects, visually, moving tasks through stages, and even a calendar view.
Wow, so I could have a database of, say, product information. And depending on my need, I could look at it as a, traditional table or a visual gallery or even a Kanban board to manage like product development tasks. That's super flexible.
Exactly. And that kind of visual flexibility can be a game changer, especially if you're trying to, communicate insights to others or just understand your data in new ways.
Yeah, I'm already starting to see how this could be like incredibly useful. Now, I'm also seeing something here about an app store. What can you tell me about that?
Oh, that's where things get really interesting. Remember that toolbox analogy? Well, the App Store is like being able to add like even more specialized tools to your collection.
So it's not just about managing data within NocoDB itself. I can connect it to other like tools and services.
Precisely. They have apps for integration with things like chat, email, cloud storage. Like, for example, you could use the Slack app to, automatically send notifications to a Slack channel when certain events happen in your NocoDB database.
Okay, so that's like taking the automation we're used to in spreadsheets to like a whole other level.
Exactly. And this kind of integration is only like scratching the surface of what the App Store makes possible. It's a huge part of why NocoDB is so powerful.
Now, before we move on, I want to touch on something you briefly mentioned earlier, programmatic access. What does that even mean in the context of NocoDB?
So think of it like this. NocoDB gives you a really nice user-friendly interface for working with your data. But for those who want to, go beyond that basic interface and have more fine-grained control, they also provide tools for developers.
So it's like having a friendly front desk at a hotel. But there's also a whole back-end operation running things behind the scenes.
That's a great analogy. They offer things like REST APIs and an SDK, which are, well, essentially ways for programmers to interact directly with the NocoDB system.
Okay, I see. So if you're comfortable with coding, you can really get under the hood and build like custom applications or integrations with NocoDB.
Exactly. But here's the key. You don't need to know any coding to use NocoDB effectively. You know, these options are there for those who want them, but they're not pushed on you if you're just looking for a simple, intuitive way to manage your data.
That makes me think of those power user features you sometimes find hidden in like software menus, right? They're there if you need them, but the average user can just happily go about their business and never even know they exist.
That's a great way to put it. And that brings us to another interesting aspect of NocoDB, their cloud offering. It's called NocoDB Cloud.
Right. I was just about to ask about that. So is this like a hosted version of NocoDB that I don't have to, you know, install and manage myself?
It is. And it gives you some really nice options. So you can bring your own database that's, you know, already hosted somewhere else, or you can use one that's provided by NocoDB Cloud. It's all about flexibility.
I see. So I can choose what works best for my needs and, you know, my level of technical comfort.
Yeah.
I also noticed that they emphasize scalability on their website. They say millions of rows, not a problem. What's the significance of that?
Well, remember how we talked about traditional databases sometimes being, you know, intimidating? Well, they can also be limited in how much data they can handle without getting slow or requiring, like, expensive upgrades.
Oh, right.
NocoDB Cloud is designed to, you know, scale smoothly as your needs grow. They want to make sure you can work with large data sets without hitting a wall.
That's really important, especially if you're dealing with, you know, a lot of data like customer information or product catalogs. It sounds like they're trying to, like, address a real pain point for businesses.
They are. And that focus on user experience is something that's really apparent when you look at the features they highlight for NocoDB Cloud. They talk about the same view types we discussed earlier, grid, gallery, form, Kanban, calendar.
You know, I'm really curious about that Kanban view. It seems like such a powerful way to, like, visualize and manage tasks or projects.
Absolutely. Let's say you're planning a marketing campaign. You could have columns for things like ideas, in progress, needs review, and completed. Each task in your campaign would be represented by a card that you can, you know, easily drag and drop between columns as its status changes. You can even assign tasks to different team members and track progress visually.
That's a great example. I can already see how that would be, like, incredibly helpful for keeping projects organized and on track. And I see they list a bunch of other use cases on their website, CRM, inventory management, even operations management.
Yeah. It's clear they're aiming to be a versatile platform that can adapt to, well, a wide range of needs. They even have a whole section on their website dedicated to, like, explaining why someone should choose NocoDB over, you know, other options.
Okay. Let's dive into that. What are some of the key arguments they make?
So one of the things they really emphasize is data ownership. You know, they highlight the fact that with NocoDB, you're not locked into their platform. You have control over your data, which is a big deal for, well, a lot of people in businesses these days.
This makes sense. People are, you know, increasingly aware of the importance of data privacy and security, knowing that your data isn't trapped within, like, a specific vendor's ecosystem is. It's a big plus.
Exactly. And they also talk a lot about scalability, which we touched on earlier. They make a point of saying no need to talk to sales. You can handle large amounts of data without being pushed into those, like, expensive enterprise plans.
That's appealing. It cuts through the red tape and lets users focus on, you know, what matters, getting their work done.
Right. And finally, they highlight the strong community aspect of NocoDB. Being an open source project, there's a built-in support network and a lot of potential for collaboration.
So it's not just about the software itself. It's about being part of a larger community that's passionate about the platform and, you know, willing to help each other out. That's a powerful differentiator.
It is. And it aligns perfectly with, you know, the kind of learner we're talking about, someone who's curious, eager to explore new tools and values, you know, multiple perspectives.
This is really shaping up to be an interesting deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground already, from, you know, installation and basic features to the cloud offering and the importance of community. What stands out to you so far?
Well, what's fascinating to me is how NocoDB is, like, bridging the gap between the simplicity of spreadsheets and the power of databases. You know, they're making these sophisticated data management tools accessible to a much broader audience, which is really exciting.
I agree. And for our listener who's all about learning and finding, you know, efficient solutions, I think this could be a real game changer. But before we get too carried away, we need to, you know, take a closer look at the technical underpinnings of NoCodeDB and explore some potential use cases in more detail. What do you say you pick up there, you know, in just a bit?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm ready to get into it. I think understanding the technical side will, like, help us really appreciate what NoCodeDB can do, you know?
All right, so let's lift the hood a bit. We've talked about how NoCodeDB, you know, wants to be user-friendly, but what's actually powering it behind the scenes? What kind of databases does it work with?
That's a good question. The sources mentioned that NoCodeDB mainly supports Postgres and MySQL. Think of those as like the engines, you know, that make the database run.
So even though I'm, you know, interacting with this spreadsheet-like interface, my data is actually being stored in these like robust, well-established database systems. That's reassuring.
Exactly. You get the best of both worlds. You've got the simplicity of a spreadsheet, but then you've also got the reliability and the power of these, you know, battle-tested database backends. It's a clever approach.
It is. And that combination probably, you know, contributes to NoCodeDB's flexibility. You mentioned earlier that it could handle like simple tasks like a to-do list, but also scale up to, you know, more complex business data.
Right. And this is where those APIs and SDKs we talked about earlier, you know, they come in, they kind of unlock a whole other level of customization and integration for developers who, you know, want to build on top of NoCodeDB.
So for someone comfortable with coding, NoCodeDB is like more than just a database tool, right? It's like a platform they can build upon.
Exactly. Imagine, for example, you're using NoCodeDB to you know, manage your customer relationships like a simple CRM system. With the API, you could connect that NoCodeDB database to, say, your email marketing platform and automate tasks like sending welcome emails to new customers or segmenting them based on, you know, their data in NoCodeDB.
That's a really practical example. It's starting to feel like NoCodeDB could be like the central hub for a lot of different business processes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, breaking down those data silos that can cause, well, you know, headaches.
I think that's a great insight. Yeah, it really has the potential to streamline workflows and make data more like actionable across an entire organization.
Speaking of breaking down silos, one thing that stood out to me is NoCodeDB's like emphasis on community. Mm-hmm. Seems like they're really fostering a collaborative environment around the platform.
Yeah, and that's a key strength of, you know, open source projects in general, right? It's not just about the code itself. It's about the shared knowledge, the support network, the collective drive to make the software, you know, better.
Absolutely. I'm seeing here that they have a Discord server with like thousands of members. I imagine that's an incredible resource for users, especially, you know, those who are just getting started.
Oh, definitely. Imagine like having a question about a tricky formula or needing advice on, you know, setting up a specific workflow. You can just hop onto Discord and get help from, you know, more experienced users or even the developers themselves. It's like having a built-in tech support team, you know, but made up of like passionate enthusiasts.
That's so valuable, especially for, you know, individuals or smaller teams who might not have like a dedicated IT department. It really levels the playing field, you know, gives everyone access to the same level of support.
And I think it goes, you know, beyond just practical help too. It fosters a sense of ownership. You know, users feel like they're part of something bigger, contributing to the evolution of a platform they believe in.
That's a really cool aspect of open source projects. Okay, so we've talked about like the good stuff, you know, the flexibility, the user friendliness, the community. But are there any potential downsides or limitations that, you know, that our listeners should be aware of?
Well, you know, every tool has its limitations, right?
Mm-hmm.
One thing to consider is that NoCodeDB is, you know, still relatively young compared to some of the established players in the database space.
Right.
That means there might be, you know, some rough edges or features that are still under development. It's a trade-off, right? You get the excitement of being part of like a rapidly evolving platform, but it might not be as polished or feature rich as a more, you know, mature product.
So maybe not quite as like slick as Airtable yet, which has had, you know, more time to refine its features. But that rapid development also means NoCodeDB could be, you know, adding new capabilities all the time.
Precisely. And for some users, you know, being on the cutting edge like that is part of the appeal. They're excited to be like early adopters shaping the future of the platform, yeah, you know, alongside the developers.
Another thing to think about, and this applies to, you know, any open source project, is the level of support you can expect.
That's a valid point. With commercial software, you usually have, you know, a dedicated support team that you can contact if you run into problems. With open source, it's more reliant on community forums, documentation, and the willingness of others to help.
Which, as we've discussed, can be fantastic, but it does require a certain level of, you know, self-sufficiency and comfort with troubleshooting.
Right. But from what I'm seeing, NoCodeDB seems to have a very active and responsive community, which is a good sign. They've also invested in creating like comprehensive documentation, which shows they're committed to, you know, helping users succeed.
That's encouraging. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've covered the good, the potentially challenging, and the exciting. What's your overall impression of NoCodeDB so far?
It's definitely an impressive platform with like a lot of potential, especially for users who value, you know, flexibility, data ownership, and community-driven development. The way it combines the familiarity of spreadsheets with the power of databases is, well, it's really intriguing.
I'm with you on that. It's that balance that makes it so compelling. And for our listener who's always looking for ways to, you know, learn and work more efficiently, I think NoCodeDB could be like a real game changer. But to really see how it could like fit into their life, we need to, you know, get specific. What do you say we explore some real world use cases?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's get like practical. Right, we've talked about all these cool features, but how can our listener actually use NoCodeDB, you know,
yeah,
to like solve real world problems? What kind of use cases come to mind?
Well, the possibilities are like really vast. One area where I see a lot of potential is project management. Remember how we talked about that Kanban view?
Yeah, yeah.
So imagine using that to track the progress of, say, a website redesign. You could have, you know, columns for each phase of the project, like planning, design, development, testing, and launch, right? Each task would be like a card that you can move, you know, through the columns, making it easy to like visualize the whole project and see, you know, where things stand at a glance.
That's so much clearer than trying to like manage a project with spreadsheets or, you know, emails flying all over the place.
Right.
It seems like NoCodeDB could really bring some order to the chaos.
Exactly. And because you can customize the columns and, you know, the fields, you can tailor it to fit your specific project workflow. It's not like a one size fits all solution.
I like that. What about other use cases? We mentioned CRM earlier. How could someone use NoCodeDB to, you know, manage customer relationships more effectively?
Okay, so think of it like this. You could create a database in NoCodeDB to, you know, store all your customer information, names, contact details, purchase history, you know, any interactions you've had. Then using those different views, you can slice and dice that data in various ways.
Okay.
Like need to see all your customers in, say, a specific region. Easy. Want to create a gallery view to showcase, like, your top clients, no problem. And as we talked about before, you can even integrate with other tools, maybe connect it to your email marketing platform to send targeted campaigns based on, you know, customer data in NoCodeDB.
It's like having a mini CRM system without the, you know, the hefty price tag and all the complexity of like traditional enterprise software.
That's the beauty of it. It's powerful enough for, you know, serious business use, but accessible enough for, you know, individuals or smaller teams to get started really quickly.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to, you know, bring it back to our listener. What are some like key takeaways they should keep in mind about NoCodeDB?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's important to remember that NoCodeDB is like designed with the user in mind. You know, they've gone to great lengths to make the interface intuitive and approachable, even if you're not a database expert.
So don't be intimidated. Even if you've, you know, never worked with a database before, NoCodeDB seems like a really accessible entry point.
Absolutely. Second, I think it's crucial to emphasize the, you know, the flexibility of NoCodeDB.
Yeah.
That combination of the spreadsheet-like interface, the multiple views, the app store, and those programmatic access options.
Right.
I mean, it means you can tailor it to fit, you know, a wide range of needs.
It's not a one-trick pony, right?
Yeah.
It can be as simple or as, you know, as complex as you need it to be.
Exactly. And finally, I would say that the community aspect of NocoDB is a huge asset.
Oh, yeah.
Don't underestimate the power of having a network of, you know, passionate users and developers that you can turn to for help, inspiration, and collaboration.
That's a great point. It's not just about the software, right? It's about being part of a movement. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. As we wrap up, I want to leave our listener with like a provocative thought. Based on what we've explored, where do you see the potential for NocoDB fitting into your work or projects? What kind of data could you see yourself like organizing and visualizing with this tool? You know, it's something to ponder as you start exploring NocoDB for yourself. And as always, a huge thanks to SafeServer for sponsoring the deep dive. Be sure to check them out at www.safeserver.de if you're looking for, you know, reliable hosting or help with digital transformation.
They're a fantastic resource for anyone looking to, you know, embrace these powerful tools like NocoDB.
Until next time, keep diving deep and stay curious.